Alright, so we are being recorded.
Alright, that case I call to order the Monday, July 27th, 2026, meeting of the City of Port Washington Board of Public Works. All members are present other than Cam Pauli. So we do have a quorum. We'll move on then to item number two, public comments and appearances. If you have a public comment or appearance, we should have a sign-in somewhere, but please be sure to sign in. State your name and address, and we ask that you keep it relevant to the items on tonight's agenda. Thank you.
West Portview Drive, my name is Tracy Finch. I am here because the community needs clarity, accountability, and protection as the Vantage development continues expanding in its footprints in Port Washington. Vantage is planning major infrastructure projects, the wastewater facility plant, the Valley Creek Interceptor replacement, a new water booster station at the KW Sewer, and water extension that cannot even be bid out until the PSC review is complete. And that PSC review is now tied up in the Oracle lawsuit, making Vantage's timeline unstable and their approvals uncertain. The city should not be advancing anything on their behalf until the regulator environment is clear. But the most urgent issue is water. Vantage is using wells north of Lake Drive for what Gasper describes as wells for their home and offices. Then, though Gasper meant these are houses being used as offices, those wells sit in close proximity to resident properties and the risks are real. Groundwater, drawn down, pressure changes, and contamination pathways are documented concerns when large water users use groundwater near homes, relying on private wells and not municipal water. This is not hypothetical. It's a threat to the stability and safety of our shared water resources. Public Works has a responsibility to protect residents first. Then that means denying any permits that allow Vantage to continue using expanding these wells. Once groundwater is compromised, it cannot be undone. We cannot gamble with the water table for corporate conveniences. And let's be honest, Vantage has not been a good neighbor. They operate independently without regard for surrounding homes or the town. If they already are using houses as offices, what's to stop them from buying more land and housing for workers next? This pattern deserves scrutiny, not rubber stamping. I urge the committee to act decisively, scrutinize Vantage project, deny the well permit, and prioritize the protection of Port Washington's water resources above all else.
Hey, thank you. Anyone else have public comment or appearance?
Tiger 4465 Wilers Way. First, I would like to thank Alderman Miller and Alderman Beister for actually asking questions at last week's meeting. In the year and a half that I've been here speaking at these meetings at all different committee levels and council matters, that's the first time an alderman has ever asked any questions. And I'm sure that's because the mayor expects everyone in lockstep. And that didn't happen, and it was so refreshing. And that is what governance looks like. Asking questions for the benefit of the community. Second, you know, I'm reading these supposed deadlines for Vantage. If you're not going to get the water up to Lake Drive until at least 2027, how do they keep moving forward? They're not going to have power. They're not going to have water. No other business. Hell, his wife's Airstream had to jump through more hoops in order to get situated and running. It's crazy. There's no way you can possibly be considering giving them an occupancy permit if they don't have power and water. And we sure as hell are not going to sit back and allow them to use those diesel generators 24 hours a day. The PSC, the DNR, they're all under fire right now. Someone is going to step up and do their jobs, and maybe you guys should all look at doing that too. Again, wastewater treatment. Where is their wastewater going right now? We still haven't gotten any answers. We never get any answers. And then you don't understand why we're upset when we come to these meetings. Think about it. Think about how you would feel if you've been asking the same questions for a year and a half at all different levels and no one ever answers them. Those FAQs that were supposed to be on, you know, the website, no answers. Where's the big poster that was rolled out that was going to show us what all the different completion dates and all that are? Nothing. How come we're not notified when they get to work on their Sundays? They worked all day Sunday. No one could tell us why. There's no accountability and there are no answers. And it's about time that someone at some level stepped up. So again, I want to thank Alderman Miller and Alderman Beister for actually asking questions on behalf of the citizens.
All right. Are there any other public comments or appearances? All right. Seeing none, we'll move on to item 3, consideration and possible action on the draft 10-year capital improvement plan, 2027 to 2036.
Okay, so in front of you, you have the spreadsheet that has just that information, the proposed 10-year capital improvement plan for 2027 to 2036. And we have all our division heads with us tonight who are going to assist me in going through this. So you don't just have to listen to my voice, but I'll kick it off. And so we have about an hour to finish. In fact, we're down to 54 minutes. So we'll keep a pretty good pace, but if there are questions, please don't hesitate to ask them. All right. And so the spreadsheet in front of you, it's broken down into 8 different sections.
I just want to make sure you're quoting the other one to just switch the source. Need to switch the source real quick.
Really?
Yeah, because right now it's recording the
camera. Yes. Okay. So what do I press?
I think it was this right here. That's how we found it. Down. And we're gonna go to there it is, right there. Okay. And then you select the.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
This way, they're recording it.
Fix it. All right.
There you go. And then you should pick the tab. You're working.
Thank you, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to like side of the way. Okay. All right. Thanks for your patience. All right. So starting off with North Holden Street and East Washington Avenue, we're currently in the design phase for this project here in 2026. Next year, 2027, we intend to reconstruct and resurface Holden Street all the way from Van Buren up to, is it Barry?
Barry.
Yeah. And so we have a WISDOT grant for that, $400,000. And Washington Street, so that's just the section from Franklin to Lake Street. And we have that estimated. So just the road portion at $500,000, and that's being paid for through TID2. All right. Downtown streetlight improvements. That again is for 2027. This is a downtown replacement of streetlights. This is one of few systems in the city that's still owned and controlled by the city of Port Washington. And again, we're currently in the design phase, but they have reached the end of their lives. And in fact, we did have one that fell over in a windstorm, and we certainly don't want to see that happen again, and so we'll be replacing those next year. Alley replacement program. So this is an every other year program, so there won't be anything in 27, but we are working on them in 26. We're alternating alleys and streets every other year. The map lays out the projected projects based on a rating system of or the new. So sidewalk maintenance, we have a sidewalk program that every year it's a fairly modest program, but it does cover some critical areas, and at the next Board of Public Works meeting, we will be awarding the 26 project, and Roger, 27 projects is going to be what neighborhood?
I think we're moving west towards, like.
Okay, so is that the green?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's sorry.
Yeah, it's a little small.
Then we have our future street projects. The estimated costs are there in front of you. They're roughly around $4 million per year. We're designing it in the odd years, the focus of these projects is going to be on areas not only that have our poorest condition ratings, but they also have water mains desperately in need of repair, where we have frequent breaks and lead service laterals that also need to be replaced. East Sauk Road, that's the section west of Newport Shores. And east of I-43. Right?
Newport Vista.
Yeah, what is, oh, Newport Shores, yeah. Newport Vista.
Oh, it is west of Newport Shores.
Yeah, it's also west of that. So west of Newport Vista and east of I-43. So that's a section that has is controlled by four different jurisdictions, and town of Grafton, town of Fort, town of Saukville, and the city of Port Washington. So we're splitting that accordingly.
Are we going to be extending any utilities under there while we're doing that, or they're all to the side? So
they're all, yeah, they're all outside the road.
Okay.
Yep. Highway 32-33, that's something we're not under. We don't have an agreement with the state yet, but we anticipate that coming in the near future. It's currently programmed for 2034. The Interurban Trail Railroad underpass. We've budgeted money for that. We talked about that at a previous meeting. The WISDOT ADA. Sorry. The WISDOT ADA ramp replacement that's scheduled for 2029. At our meeting just last week, we approved a financial agreement to include crosswalks, high visibility crosswalks, and above out at Portview.
Excuse me. And what street is that on?
Oh, thanks. That's on our state highway, essentially just on State Highway 32. So South Spring Street and then Franklin Street and North Wisconsin Street. We left out Grand Avenue because that's going to be included in the 2034 project.
Okay.
You're talking about the ADA ramp replacement? Right.
Yes. Thank you.
What is item 1-8 again?
1-8. That is the reconstruction of Highway 32-33, which is Grand Avenue. That would be from Franklin Street to Martin Drive. Summit Tower.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there assistance from the state for that?
Yeah, yes, that's right. So they pay, so we haven't seen the financial agreement with it yet, but they pay for the entire cost of the pavement. Generally, they make the cities pay for the areas where there's parking. So that'll be something we'll look at. The more parking you restrict, the less you pay, essentially, for the cost of the highway. But that also, that'll tie in with water main replacement and lead service lateral replacement, because we have lead service laterals on Highway 33. Okay. Roger, I'll let you talk a little bit about stormwater and pond improvements, 1-12.
All right. Yeah. So I mean, we
talked about the TMDL in previous meetings, total maximum daily limits, and really we're anticipating our permit's going to, our stormwater permit's going to start requiring an action plan to comply with the TMDL, and so that's what this $100,000 is right now, largely a placeholder, so we have money to start developing our plans. Locating where we want to put detention ponds, rain gardens, things like that.
All right, and the Traffic Safety Committee?
That is traffic safety. That's for where the interurban is crossing county highways, basically. So we can make those crossings safer. So we have money in this year's budget for down by the Justice Center. Portview Crossing, Rob just mentioned, will be handled in the ADA project. So the next one will be up by Allen Edmonds.
And so, yeah, so the picture there is an example of these rapid flashing beacons on trombone arms. That's a lot of you probably recognize. It's Highway C in Cedarburg, where the interurban crosses. All right. There are some IT projects that are included for 2030 to 2032.
You skipped the interurban trail.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't skip the interurban trail paving. Okay. I did. So that was approved in a budget amendment earlier this year to accommodate the county's schedule for paving their interurban paving project. This is an area where it's partly under the jurisdiction of the city, partly under the jurisdiction of the county. After making our budget amendment, as it turns out, they weren't able to complete the work this year. And so I'm essentially carrying forward that money to next year. So it won't be spent this year, but the way Mark wants the budget to look is that rather than having budget amendments, you actually just rebudgeted for the following year. So moving on to section two. All right. Garage expansion and renovation. This is this came before the board last year. This is for the expansion of our public works facility, which essentially is due for the expansion. We have trouble with fitting modern equipment and it meeting in our service garage, meeting the needs of a modern public works garage. We also passed last year impact fees that will help cover the cost. So there will be another presentation on this at the next Board of Public Works meeting, which skipping ahead, we're hoping to have that the fourth Tuesday of August. The City Hall projects, those are all slated for 2029 for HVAC generator. The generator is working, but it's a little undersized, so we would like to replace that. Again, because something's in 2029, as Peter, doesn't mean it's not important. It just means we can't do everything in 1 year because we don't have the money to do everything in 1 year, the staff capacity to do it. So some of these projects have been put, we've prioritized them in terms of what essentially we feel the order of importance is. So HVAC, the generator upsizing, the plumbing in City Hall occasionally springs a leak from time to time. And so we've been essentially patching it, but eventually we need to just bite the bullet and replace it all. The fire alarm panel is the same thing. That's piece of technology that's nearing the end of its useful life.
Rob, can we just jump back to 2-1?
Yeah,
real quick. In 2027, you have $600,000 for that. Is that
that's planning, for architectural fees?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay, so the rest of the items, again, are facilities maintenance for the recreation department, the senior center, and the library, and of course, as we go into future years, we'll always reevaluate. If something moves up in urgency, we'll move it forward. If something remains less urgent, it could be moved back. The only thing is the sandstone block that's over the senior center entrance. That's one that was identified in the facilities maintenance schedule as having high level of importance or high urgency, so that no one is hurt by it falling on their head.
Do we know when that's scheduled for next year? Like, will it be later on that year or early?
We do it right away. In fact, you know, the quote we got for it was only $11,000, so we may be able to even start before next year.
Okay.
Yeah, to get that work done.
Do we know the value of the building?
Not offhand.
Okay. The cost ratio.
I would expect that the items on here are more costly than what we could sell the building for.
My thought.
You still need a park.
No, the senior center.
Well, yeah, you need a park at the senior center or something.
Yeah, I know, but
well,
for the cost of all of those items. Just a thought.
Sure. Okay. Okay, moving on to Valley Creek. We've talked about this. We talked about this at our last meeting, and so we currently have $7.8 million estimated for construction work in 2027. Of course, that will move forward if we anticipate that will move forward if the grants that we've applied for are awarded to the city. If not, we'll have to reevaluate. But if the grant applications are successful, as we hope they are, that's the best case scenario that we've laid out. So again, a lot of variables and moving parts for Valley Creek. Upper Lake Park next year, we have two items. One is the Upper Lake Park bathrooms. Those are the restrooms that are currently on the south side of the park by the beer garden. John is here. I don't know if he has anything to say about it beyond what I just said.
Well, it's our highest use area. The bathrooms have been renovated to the best of our abilities. And we're at a point where it's not worth putting anything more into them. So we are looking at expanding a new bathroom building, as well as concessions and small pavilion adjacent to the other pavilion. So there would be multiple uses for these new bathrooms.
We have a fair amount of weddings at this location at Upper Lake Park, or have they increased because we don't have the beer garden anymore?
All of the rent, because of, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm almost certain that every weekend throughout summer is rented out. And as soon as we opened up those dates from the beer gardens and not being used by civic organizations on those days, they are rented out. So it's definitely our highest utilized area for rentals.
Right, because I used those restrooms in 1975.
Yeah. I mean, we went through.
Not probably the same toilet.
And they were old then.
Yeah, it's plastic. By the time you go through any amount of work and labor, it's really this could be an opportunity to.
It really is our gem, and we ought to showcase it as much as possible.
So are we exploring then, looking at, or this would still be with other concession improvements, would it still be separate buildings, or are you looking at doing one building that includes the bathrooms, includes some
one concession building.
One building
adjacent just west of the current pavilion.
Okay.
And I have been talking with the civic groups that do use that. So I've got another meeting and I want to work with them on design to get some input from them.
Okay.
Okay, and then the three middle items, moving the road and replacing the lighting and the walkways. Of course, we moved over a section of the roadway, so it's a little further from the bluff's edge. But a long-term solution, and I think we're going to be looking at in greater depth, is moving the road over more or creating a single road through the park is one option that's been considered in the past. And then a looping road. The lighting system up there is owned by We Energies. They told us they're no longer going to replace lighting that is no longer functional. And so you may notice that a light here or there occasionally is no longer in service. So eventually we do need to replace that system. And then walkways. It's long been a goal to have an off-road walkway between Hales Trails and the road down to Veterans Park. So it's on there as well for the future. We did receive a grant for prairie expansion and dry detention to keep the western bluff from continued erosion. So if you go over there, you'll see that the storm sewer pipes are exposed in the bank, and so this would again kind of expand that prairie that started there before. And so we're waiting on another grant from the DNR before we proceed with that work. So
so if the Upper Lake Parks lighting is owned by WEPCO,
mm-hmm.
is that true of Veterans Park too?
Yes, that's also.
Okay, so that's why those lights have not been replaced, is because the electric company hasn't.
They haven't said anything about Veterans Park, just Upper Lake Park.
Veterans inside the park is ours.
Yeah, Veterans is ours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Along with that.
Okay.
Yeah, Veterans Park is ours.
Okay, it's ours.
Upper Lake Park is the enemies.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Just one over there. Oh, and there's the picture of the dry detention system. So that's all prairie grass. Okay. Pool study. Well, I'll let John talk about the pool study.
Yeah, so we're going to have a specialist do a study next year, take an overall outlook on our long-term expenses of the facility, including the basin, the heaters, the filter systems, everything, to give us a better idea of long-term costs for operating the pool, and which direction we want to go with that.
Oh, and I would add that will, I think, provide greater clarity to what swimming pool upgrade cost will be. I mean, that's a number from Krauss Anderson. So I think the pool study would refine those costs.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. That's a requirement to have that rewritten every 5 years. And so we're due for that. Kobach Park playground equipment. John, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, this is pretty standard. We've been going through pretty aggressively all of our parks. And we do, every three years, we do a more intensive inspection on the playground equipment. And then annually, we do go through just for safety. But within that, we look at the age and usage of parks. Another problem is when this equipment gets so old, if something breaks on it, you can't modify playground equipment in any way, and finding parts and replacement pieces for equipment is next to impossible when it becomes as old as some of this equipment is. Black Park is one that we're going to do. And like I said, pretty standard that we've been going through all the parks and just keeping a systematic upgrade moving forward so we don't get hit with a bulk cost all at once.
How old is that equipment?
Alderman Gasper, do you have a number on that?
It's before me.
Yeah, or Mary, you might
have. We lived there we started living there in 1989, and that equipment was there and old at that time.
Yeah, I would say a swing set like that. I have to really do some digging in the records, but it's probably from the 70s.
Right.
Vintage.
So as you see, John has laid out some park improvements for each year for the next 6 years after that. He has also has $50,000 as a placeholder for expansion of the South Beach parking lot. He is going to be working with an engineering firm to assist with necessary permitting and planning for that, and hopefully working with the street department expanding the parking lot. Did you say anything to add on that?
No, I mean that sums it up, but just overall, since as everybody knows how popular that destination has become with the improvements that were put into place prior to meeting here, but you go down there any weekday when it's warm. The other portion of that, it really sums it up in this picture, is people just, you know, pull up there and on the east side of the parking lot and fill that in. Part of what we want to do is have the spaces to the east of where the extend the pavement to the east, have spaces, then we can have a more controlled area in front of that for, you know, the picnic tables and everything else, because right now it's kind of a free-for-all when people go in there, and it's really hard to control and police that. We do have signs. It's gotten much better, but like I said, if we extend those parking spots to the east, you can control that area, you know, for the picnic tables and benches that are there. And then also, it is a really, we have as many possible spaces in there right now, but it also gets very tight to try to turn around in there. So extending it, you know, to the south is really going to help increase the maneuverability of traffic, and we'll take a closer look at that with the engineer. We've already been talking to him, and he'll you know, look at what the options are as how far we can extend that to the south.
All right, and then I added on to this, so the Pebble House rehabilitation, this was scheduled for 2026. I've been working with the architect from Legacy on this project. I'll be bringing a proposal from that firm to Board of Public Works at the next meeting. Unfortunately, so we had gotten some cost estimates from local contractors to do this work that we're being warned by Legacy are probably going to be too low to complete the project for that amount. And so we're moving this project from 2026 to 2027. And added about $100,000 in construction costs and another $60,000 in architectural fees. So it has to, because it's on both the state and national register of historic places, there's additional work that needs to take place in order to approve any work that would take place on the building. So stay tuned. That'll be coming to the next Board of Public Works meeting. Questions on that?
Yeah, a question about the parks. Just kind of in the context of constituent reaching out about Meadows Park, and I thank you, John, for jumping all over that stuff, but you know, some of, I think there's Scotch or Austrian pines that are kind of in decline in that park. Are trees usually capitalized, like replacement trees? Because it's a really nice park. It's got nice open space, but it also has a nice little mini forested area. So how would we...
Trees are part of our operating costs in there, and we actually have planted quite a few newer trees in Meadows Park with a part of a DNR urban forestry grant, I believe, 4 years ago. Austrian pines, yeah, there are several in there that are in decline, and some of those areas in the front, I think what you're talking about, that have all the buckthorn that's grown up under them and kind of choke them out. Probably looking closer at possibly just removing those sections this fall or winter, and then we would replace them with something else, because they tend to, well, some of the areas draw, well, we find forts in them.
I'm familiar.
So anyway, I mean, they have limited life, but yeah, those are looked at, and that's just part of our operating expenses and operating plans every year.
Okay. Moving on to section four, and in the interest of time, I'll just ask, so all of this equipment is listed is replacement equipment. As far as new equipment, the Mastic machine, we currently lease that every year. We would like to purchase the Mastic machine. So many communities rent it that it's difficult for us to get it at the time of year that we would like to use it, and we would like to use it more often than we have the ability to get it. I don't know, JD, you want anything to add to that? Want to add anything to that?
Yeah, basically, I mean, the hardest thing to do is rent it when we need it. It's a very common thing. Not a lot of communities own them. A lot of communities do rent them. It's a good thing, too, is we'd be able to rent it to the county, so we get a little bit of money back. And it's it would also replace our hot box machine for doing potholes, because this is what we would do potholes with. So that was due to be replaced, I think, next year for like $35,000. Well, that essentially eliminates that $35,000, because this is the machine that we use for potholing, and it would be a much, much more permanent fix. So, and then the only other kind of new thing is the Metal Plus plows. So we'd be looking to purchase four more of those and retrofitting some trucks. So, you know, we talk about salt reduction. This is the number one way to do it. We currently have four trucks with these plows on them, and when they go through, they basically get down to bare pavement. They flex to match the contour of the road. So when you're down to bare pavement, you have to use very little salt after. And if you've been to any of our presentations, you see we've had a pretty good reduction in salt over the last 5, 6, 7 years. Well, this is the next step to doing that. So everything else on here is pretty much just replacement stuff. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer, but for time's sake, I'll keep moving.
And then Parks Division, rather. These are all replacement pieces, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
Any questions on equipment replacement? And with every, I mean, with every piece of equipment that's replaced, we certainly increase our productivity. So, exactly. All right, section five.
So, are you looking for the points? Wasn't included in this packet, but in a previous packet, they had a section about how Mark for vehicle replacements, how he did that.
It's the last.
Is this four in
pages.
This packet?
It's the last four pages of, yep. Yeah. it should be with the I know it's there, and I'm pretty sure it's that it shows the criteria. Should I skip ahead or it's not it's sorry, it's not in that. It would be down there, I think.
It's in the actual packet.
It's yeah, it's yeah, right here.
Oh, I found it.
So yeah, so he has age, the use, mileage.
Yeah.
And condition. And then he has a there's a rating score that determines whether or not it would be replaced. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's
I wanted to thank him for that we didn't come this time.
Yeah.
That's good. So we figure if we write the font small enough, you just have to approve them.
Good try. Good try. All right.
Cool. All right. So sewer utility. Okay, so every year we televise about 1/8 of the sewer system to keep on top of our maintenance. We line about 2 miles of sewer every year with an emphasis on the streets that we'll be reconstructing or resurfacing in the near future. And then, of course, any problem that we see from our televising, we attack those areas as well. This year, we're going to focus more on sewer laterals than we have in the past. Of course, that's where a lot of the infiltration and inflow comes from. And so we're now going to begin either replacing or rehabilitating the laterals between the main line and the property line going forward. That's again, all of these are charged to the sewer utility. Mineral Springs Crossing, we talked about that in the past. We have two sanitary sewer interceptors that are exposed in Mineral Springs Creek. And of course, that's a risk. We've had that in the past where one was completely exposed and then we had to encase it in concrete and then it became a dam and we had to work with the county to rectify that situation. So this is something we're staying on top of. And so you'll be seeing a proposal for that work coming up, I think also at the next meeting, yes. Septage receiving station, these are upgrades we had approved earlier this year. Some work to essentially perform schematic engineering. This is, again, to modernize our septage receiving system, which is now down in Mineral Springs Industrial Park. We will be at our next meeting, we'll also be looking at, which will be a busy meeting, we are looking at the possibility of moving that septage receiving station to a new location. So that'll be, but either way, we've budgeted the design cost to improve that. And so you'll hear more about that at the next meeting. But right now, the septage receiving station that we have is very, I'd say, more on the low-tech side where we would like to have greater controls of who is dumping what and how much. So a lot of it is essentially on the honor system and that doesn't always work. Are there any questions regarding any of the equipment? So I'm down, well, I'm sorry. I skipped a bunch. Moving down to the lift station, we have, this is from our collection system needs analysis that was performed by Strand. So these are areas that are were identified as in need of improvement. So that covers all our lift stations 1, 2, 3, and 6. Next year, the utility truck will be up for replacement. We'd like to put a crane on that truck so that we can perform regular preventative maintenance on our pumps that are in the lift stations. Currently, we have to rent a crane to do that, and as a result, the maintenance has not been keeping up with the needs for our pumps in the lift stations. Moving down 517 through 520. So the EFAS system on the wastewater treatment plant. So that's the essentially the coating that's over the brick on the plant. That's failing in a number of areas. We would like to repair those areas and put on a new coat of paint so that it looks as bright and new as our newly reconstructed water filtration plant. Doors and security could again need to be modernized at the wastewater plant. The gravity belt thickeners, both of them need to be rebuilt so that we have that reliable redundancy. And the digester glass gas flow meter replacement also, well, it needs to be replaced as well. All right. Any questions on any of that? I just want to make sure we cross the finish line.
Without getting into too much detail, where is the gravity belt?
I can show you a picture of it.
It takes the sludge and takes it from a watery sludge to a drier sludge, so which we feed into our anaerobic digester, so our anaerobic digester and processes pass better.
Also better for storage.
And that's
reduces the water content of the sludge.
Rebuild of the first one in 27 and then the second one in 29. So that
basically less instead of because we need to run one. So we run one and then the new one, we run well the second one and be rebuilt.
We have one that needs to be replaced next year. The rollers and stuff are delaminating on it. And the other one is the same age, same number of hours, same. So we're just anticipating, even though right now it's not showing that same failure, we anticipate it will happen. If it doesn't happen, we can push the project out.
All right. So under the sewer utility, there are some projects that are included in the TID. So I'll move to 522. So there's in the narrative section, which I have up on the screen, there's a number of projects. And so the first of which is a wastewater treatment plant facility plan. Essentially, what that will be is an analysis of the wastewater treatment plant to project future expansion needs that may or may not be caused by increased demand from the newly annexed Vantage property. And so that's a project that'll be taken on next year, and we haven't moved forward with it yet, but that's included in the TIF.
Actually, no, that was...
Oh, wait.
This board approved that work to get started earlier this year, and it's ongoing, but we're not anticipating getting finished. So, Mark, okay. I was curious, as you mentioned earlier, any unspent funds, he wants to see budget.
This is I got it. Yeah. Okay. All right. No, as I was saying that, I apologize. Some of these plans, we have a lot of plans going on right now. So, mm-hmm. All right. Okay, 26-1, that's sewer to Connellsville. So with our agreement with the town of Port Washington for the annexation, we agreed to provide sewer service to Connellsville. And so that is the project to provide that. To provide water to essentially to Connellsville and I'm sorry, this is just sewer. So sewer on County Trunk H, so it goes down both H and KW in 27 and in 28. Terrace Drive Sewer Interceptor, so that's exactly what it says it is. It's the interceptor that runs along Terrace Drive, and then it runs essentially through Valley Creek down to the plant. That is scheduled for 28, for the section that's near the wastewater treatment plant, and then another section along the interurban for about $1 million. The Jackson Street Sewer Interceptor is somewhat undersized, and so that is scheduled for 29 construction, so 28 is designed. So on Terrace Drive, Terrace and Parkway, that's again for 2029 to increase the size of that sewer. So the reason we're starting with the project downstream first is, of course, that ties into the Valley Creek project. So we want to coordinate that work. And so that's why that's ahead of the schedule on the Terrace Drive work. Plus stabilization for the wastewater treatment plant. So if the facility plan were to come back and dictate that additional bluff stabilization is necessary, there's money in the TID for that work. And then there's a section of Connellsville that, well, there's a section on the, I mean, essentially the east side, which would be, when it says east, that's the one on LL, correct, Roger?
Yes.
So, yeah. So we have a lift station planned for on LL and a lift station planned on, that's KW.
KW.
So those two lift stations, in order to serve Connellsville, are currently slated for 2030. Moving on to section six. All right, Marina, Dennis is here. So last year they had the north building renovation in the budget. That was put on pause. And so in 2027, there's money scheduled for, or money set aside for architectural fees. And then in 2028, the updating of the north building renovation. So that'd be essentially elimination of the breezeway, expansion of the lounge area, new finishes and tile in the restrooms. Dennis, you want to add anything to that?
We would plan to change the public restrooms, which now have like 12 to 15 stalls for the women's room and an ordinary 2 to 3 for the men's. We could cut that in half and make one the men's room and one the women's room and pick up a large area of storage area in that.
Okay. And then as part of the ongoing maintenance of the Marina Control Building, they have budgeted money to replace the windows and doors. That's it for the marina. Okay, water project. So a lot of these I've touched on before. So as they kind of follow the sewer work and the street work in this case. So Holden Street and Washington Street both have water main replacements associated with those projects. And of course, we have a lot of water main to replace ahead of us in upcoming years. 7-4. Lead lateral private service replacement. So that is something we've been working on for some time to identify where lead laterals are. And so we want to meet the EPA's deadline of replacing all lead laterals by 2037. And so we've budgeted accordingly, and at the next GGF meeting on August 4th, both the policy and the revised ordinance will be brought to GGF for greater discussion. The West Side Main Loop, this came out of our water master plan, and essentially connects, because most of what's on the south side of the city, or the southwest portion of the city, is essentially reliant on a single water main. And so we'd like to loop the system so that if there were some problems or some failure in the water main, that it would be fed from two different lines. And so that's there for one right now, designed in 2029 with a 2030 construction. At the water treatment plant, we have a new generator, but to service it, they have to drive their very heavy equipment over the grass, and so we'd like to put in a driveway. East of the plant, there's a need to construct a ramp, and Dan has a larger vision for what that area will look like, tied into the Valley Creek project. And so that's budgeted for 2027 and 2028.
Excuse me, Rob. Dan, can you tell us a little bit about a platform? How big is this platform for $75,000? Why is it so special?
$75,000 is including driveway costs.
Okay. So it's the platform and the driveway to get to it.
Yeah.
And does it need to be like extra because it's the equipment that's going to be on it, or the generator? Like the weight?
The platform?
The platform.
No, the platform is basically for maintenance in the generator.
Okay.
Because the exterior of the generator is basically doors.
Right.
So that's how you work around the whole generator.
Okay.
It's a television.
So a slab and a driveway for $75,000. And that's going to be... So... a catwalk means above to me. Is that what you mean? Or just a strip around it? Okay. So is that coming back to us? Or is that just has it been pre-approved and it's carryover? Or is this a new project?
This is a new project.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Thomas Tower, the roof replacement. Okay, that's a couple of years down the road. Thomas Tower, SCADA and Mixer are scheduled for 2028. Woodland Avenue, that's a pressure reducing valve. We've replaced, I think, two pressure reducing valves this year, right?
Dan? One this year, one last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And, okay, so yeah, so that's failing and in need of replacement. Salt Creek water main crossing. So we had a water main break in one of our water mains underneath Salt Creek this year. So we were able to isolate it and turn it off. Finally, we never successfully repaired it, right? So
correct.
Yeah, so it's still off. We have we want to move forward with actually replacing that two lines in 2028. And so we have design in 2027 and construction in 2028. Here. Okay. All right. Okay, and then some equipment, a backhoe loader, aerial lift equipment, and a floor scrubber for the water filtration plant. If there's any questions on that or anything anyone wants to add, Dan, do you have any? Okay, simply any questions? Keep on moving. Ooh, 629. All right. Section 8. This is for, these are TID related projects, so we talked already about sewer extensions to service Canalsville, so we have that in 2027, bringing water to Canalsville on both H and KW. We need to replace, we would like to replace our booster stations. We currently have two. We'd like to replace it with one booster station that is of greater size and has greater reliability. So that was included in the TID. And because we have an expanding fleet in the water utility and we lost our space down at the water filtration plant, that's another project that was included in TID 5. And we have a placeholder of $12 million for that in 2028. So we will be talking about that again at, in much, much greater detail at our next meeting. We hope to schedule on August 25th. We have the water main project scheduled on 27 and 28 going down County Trunk H. The water main to the eastern section of Canalsville on LL, and then ultimately the water main loop in LL are all tied to TID 5. And then last, cellular tower construction. So it's one of our goals to remove cellular antennas from our water towers. And to do that, we're proposing the construction of essentially monopoles that would hold the antenna. And so that's something that will be coming in the future. We don't have that planned for next year, but more high in 28 and 29. So there'll be more discussion in the future about that and make sure everyone is aware of our intentions. And then some projects that are essentially in that, you know, I'm always looking for feedback on the urgency of these projects, but you know, ultimately we'd like to see a sidewalk on County Trunk LL from Sunset Drive down to the bike trail. So that's in front of Clean Test. And then County Trunk LL from Astor Street, that's in Woods at White Pine, down to where it terminates, you know, about, I want to say like 800 to 1,000 feet south of there. Improvements to the Sunset and County Trunk LL intersection. Roger just mentioned that traffic safety approved an intersection control evaluation for that intersection because we've had a number of serious crashes there. Spring Street and Garfield box culverts, that's a project that has been scoped for alleviating flooding that comes from Crocker and Larrabee Streets. Safe routes at school is one of the recommendations from the bike pet plan, and so we just put a placeholder there for 2030, and there are grants available for that. So if we were to pursue that, there's, you know, grant money available. And then the downtown plan has a number of elements that we foresee possibly coming before, opportunities coming before this committee and council in the in upcoming years, and so we have placeholders for those projects as well. 3 minutes over. If anyone has any questions. From here, it'll go to the Common Council on August 4th. So that's a week from tomorrow. But we are looking for a recommendation to the council from the Board of Public Works on these items. And then the recommendation is to, staff recommendation is to approve.
Right, anybody have any additional questions or do you want to take a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the 10-year capital plan.
We have a motion by Alderman Beister. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by committee member Sundar. Any questions on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, that brings us to item four, second quarter report on the Board of Public Works Charter for 2026.
Okay, as I mentioned in the memo, because I knew we would be short on time, if anyone has any questions about any of the charters, or if you'd like me to bring them back to the next meeting, I can do that as well. So we track our charters quarterly. We set them in January, and for the most part, we're staying on schedule for all our projects, with the exception of a couple that I mentioned here in the budget.
Right. Now, I guess I don't have any questions. Anyone else?
No.
No. All right. That will bring us then to.
Do we need a motion on that?
Do we need a motion to accept that?
No, that's just a report.
Okay. All right. That brings us to item five, review staff monthly reports.
Are there any questions from the reports?
No.
All right. That'll take us to item six, chairman's business. I have no business this month. Item seven, members liaisons business. Anything from members or liaisons? All right, seeing none. Next meeting date was scheduled for August 11th, but there's a conflict with the use of the council chamber, so that's going to be rescheduled. Rob, you thought
it's
fourth Monday, potentially.
I think we're going to be looking at the fourth Monday or fourth Tuesday.
Fourth Tuesday. Okay.
At 5:30, back up in the council chambers.
All right.
So August 11th is the partisan primary, and so the council chambers are not available to us.
So the 25th?
Yes.
All right. Any other questions on that? Seeing none, then we'll move to item nine, adjournment. We have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion adjourned by Alderwoman Miller. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Alderman Beister. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.
It seems like a lot to me. And so does the 600.